Guardian gripe. What we saw in the last Socialist, issue 919, page 4, was spot on. The Guardian certainly is the house newsletter of the labor right. It flags up all the injustices of capitalism, only to attack the fight for an alternative, when the time comes. In the front line of the attack against Jeremy Corbyn, and therefore the fight against the very austerity she denounces on a weekly basis, is Polly Toynbee. In a recent column, "Why Can't I Get Behind Corbyn, When We Want the Same Things?" Here's why: she attacks every move to resist the right wing. She is firmly on the side of Project Anaconda, and opposes transforming Labour into a party of the 99%. Toynbee also refers to the false claim that Stella Creasy was attacked by a peaceful anti-war demo against the bombing of Syria outside her MT constituency office. If he meant peace and unity, he could stop dead all talk of deselecting MPs, and protect MPs such as Walthamstow's Stella Creasy and Brighton's Peter Kyle, threatened by bullies acting in his name. But this wasn't enough for The Guardian. A hyperlink takes you to an article, which says of the vile abuse that Creasy has faced, the Walthamstow MP Stella Creasy has had to put up with years of abuse. In 2014 a man was jailed for 18 weeks for bombarding her with messages threatening to rape her. The Socialist Party condemns these, and all such threats to women politicians. But we also condemn The Guardian for linking Jeremy Corbyn with attacks that took place at least a year before his first election. This is just an indication of the lengths to which the representatives of big business in the parliamentary Labour Party and the establishment press will go to maintain Labour as a party of the 1%. Sarah Satches Eldridge, Waltham Forest, East London.